Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 40th episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today we're going to focus on two learning topics to help English learners succeed. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to the present perfect continuous tense. After this segment, we're going to help increase English listening comprehension and knowledge about Southern California, United States of America. We will focus on the seventh part of our ebook, Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America. In today's episode, we will listen to Chapter 4, Indulging in Culinary Delights, including subchapters Foodie Paradise, Los Angeles, as well as San Diego Seafood Delights. You're also invited to read our ebook online and interact with our artificial intelligence chatbot by visiting the ebook section of our educational website, www.sercea.com. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Mastering the present perfect continuous tense. What is the present perfect continuous tense? The present perfect continuous tense is used to indicate an action that began in the past, is ongoing in the present, and may continue into the future. This tense is formed by using has been or have been followed by the present participle of the verb, ing form. Structure. The structure of the present perfect continuous tense is as follows. Positive, subject plus has slash have plus been plus present participle. Negative, subject plus has slash have plus not plus been plus present participle. Question, has slash have plus subject plus been plus present participle? Usage. The present perfect continuous tense is used to emphasize the duration of an action that began in the past and continues in the present. Example, she has been studying for 2 hours. Describe an action that recently stopped, but may continue in the future. Example, they have been playing football all afternoon. Discuss ongoing actions that started in the past and are still happening. Example, he has been working at the company since 2010. Keywords. When identifying the present perfect continuous tense in a sentence, look for keywords like for, since, all day, lately, or recently. Signal words. Signal words that often accompany the present perfect continuous tense include how long, for, since, recently, lately, and all day. Practice activities. Complete the sentences with the correct form of the verb, a. She __ wait for the bus for 30 minutes. B. They __ play basketball since 3 o'clock. C. He __ study French all week. Rewrite the following sentences in the present perfect continuous tense. A. She studies for the test. She __ for the test. B. They walk to school every day. They __ to school every day. Create your own sentences using the present perfect continuous tense. By mastering the present perfect continuous tense, you can effectively communicate actions that started in the past, continue in the present, and may extend into the future. Practice using this tense in your writing and conversations to enhance your English language skills. Here are some examples of sentences using the present perfect continuous tense. She has been studying for 2 hours. They have been playing football all afternoon. He has been working at the company since 2010. I have been waiting for the rain to stop. The children have been watching TV for hours. We have been cooking dinner since 5 p.m. The students have been practicing for the play all week. The dog has been barking loudly all morning. Sarah has been painting her room for the past few days. The company has been growing steadily over the last year. These sentences demonstrate the use of the present perfect continuous tense to indicate actions that started in the past, continue in the present, and may carry on into the future. Here are examples of sentences using both the present perfect continuous tense and the present perfect tense. Present perfect continuous tense. She has been studying for 2 hours. Action started in the past, ongoing in the present. They have been playing football all afternoon. Action started in the past, ongoing in the present. He has been working at the company since 2010. Action started in the past, ongoing in the present. Present perfect tense. She has studied for the test. Action completed in the past with relevance to the present. They have walked to school every day. Action completed in the past with relevance to the present. He has eaten breakfast already. Action completed in the past with relevance to the present. In these examples, the present perfect continuous tense is used to indicate actions that started in the past, are ongoing in the present, and may continue into the future. On the other hand, the present perfect tense is used to describe actions that were completed in the past and have a connection to the present. Here are some exercises and activities for practicing the present perfect continuous tense and the present perfect tense in class. Exercise 1. Fill in the blanks. Instructions: fill in the blanks with the correct form of the verbs in either the present perfect continuous tense or the present perfect tense. She __ wait for the bus for 30 minutes. They __ play basketball since 3 o'clock. He __ study French all week. I __ read this book for 2 hours. We __ live in this city for 5 years. The children __ play outside all day. She __ learn Spanish for a long time. They __ clean the house since morning. Exercise 2, sentence transformation. Instructions: rewrite the following sentences in either the present perfect continuous tense or the present perfect tense. She studies for the test. She __ for the test. They walk to school every day. They __ to school every day. He has cooked dinner. He __ dinner. Exercise 3. Create your own sentences. Instructions: create your own sentences using both the present perfect continuous tense and the present perfect tense. Be ready to share and discuss your sentences with the class. These exercises and activities will help students practice and differentiate between the present perfect continuous tense and the present perfect tense in various contexts. It's important to provide opportunities for students to apply these tenses in different sentence structures to reinforce their understanding. You are listening to the ebook Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America by Maestro Cersei. Today we will focus on Chapter 4, Indulging in Culinary Delights, including subchapters, Foodie Paradise, Los Angeles, as well as San Diego's Seafood Delights. You can also read this text online and interact with our artificial intelligence chatbot by visiting the ebook page of our website, www.sersea.com. And now, let's begin. Chapter 4, Indulging in Culinary Delights. Foodie Paradise, Los Angeles. On my ultimate foodie journey, my first stop would undoubtedly be the enchanting realm of food trucks. These mobile kitchens, sprinkled throughout the bustling streets of Los Angeles, are like little pockets of culinary magic. It's always amazed me how something as simple as street food can capture the essence of an entire culture. As I wander through the streets, the intoxicating aroma of sizzling meats and fragrant spices fills the air, beckoning me closer. The vibrant colors and creative menus of these food trucks are a feast for the eyes, but it's the explosion of flavors that truly captivates me. From Korean barbecue tacos to Mexican elote covered in chili powder and cheese, each bite is a mouth-watering adventure. But the food truck scene is just the beginning of Los Angeles's culinary wonderland. The city boasts a thriving restaurant scene that caters to every taste and craving. With its melting pot of cultures, Los Angeles has become a gastronomic paradise where flavors from all over the world intertwine. One cuisine that has stolen my heart is Korean barbecue. Stepping into a traditional Korean restaurant is like stepping into another world. The sound of sizzling meat on the tabletop grill fills the air, and the array of marinated meats and banchan, side dishes, spread out before me is a sight to behold. Each bite of the tender bulgogi or the juicy galbi takes me back to the bustling streets of Seoul, igniting a sense of wanderlust within my taste buds. Mexican street food is another culinary gem that I've discovered on my culinary journey through Los Angeles. To truly experience the vibrant gastronomy of the city, I venture into the lively streets where food carts and taquerias line the sidewalks. As the mouth-watering aroma of grilled carne asada wafts through the air, I can't help but join the queue. The simplicity of a street taco, with its crispy tortilla, succulent meat, and vibrant salsas, is a symphony of taste that satisfies my craving for authentic Mexican cuisine. And for those looking for a deeper dive into Mexican flavors, dishes like mole poblano offer a complex and rich experience that highlights the culinary heritage woven into the fabric of Los Angeles. As much as I enjoy the traditional cuisines, I'm also drawn to the innovative fusion dishes that push the boundaries of culinary creativity. Los Angeles is a hub for culinary experimentation, and its Michelin-starred restaurants are a testament to this. Each dish that is presented before me is a work of art, meticulously crafted to surprise and delight. The fusion of flavors and techniques from various culinary traditions takes my taste buds on a journey of discovery. With each course, I am reminded of the city's vibrant spirit and its dedication to pushing culinary boundaries. Los Angeles has truly become a mecca for food lovers like myself. From the humble food trucks to the Michelin-starred establishments, there is always something new and exciting to taste and explore. The city's diverse culinary landscape, with its fusion of flavors and rich cultural tapestry, allows me to embark on a culinary adventure that leaves me constantly hungry for more. So as I continue my weekend road trips in Southern California, I know that Los Angeles will always be there, ready to satisfy my ever-growing appetite for food experiences. San Diego's Seafood Delights. Let me tell you about one of the must-try dishes in San Diego, the legendary fish tacos. Trust me, these bad boys are something you don't want to miss. They're like a little slice of heaven wrapped in a tortilla. And I'm not just saying that because I love tacos, okay, maybe I am a little biased. But seriously, one bite of these mouth-watering delights, and you'll understand why they're a staple of the local cuisine. Imagine a crispy golden tortilla, filled to the brim with tender, flaky fish. The crunch is out of this world. And then there's the toppings, tangy salsa, crunchy cabbage, and a squeeze of fresh lime. It's a flavor explosion in your mouth, a party for your taste buds. Each bite transports you straight to the sunny beaches of Southern California. Now, let me ask you something. Ever tried a fish taco that made you feel like you were having a taste bud rave? Well, if you're anything like me, that's what you'll find in San Diego. And I found the perfect spot to satisfy your taco cravings, Lola 55 in the East Village. Trust me, they know what they're doing. They serve up an array of fish tacos, each one bursting with unique flavor combinations that will have you begging for more. Don't say I didn't warn you. But wait, there's more. San Diego isn't just about fish tacos. Oh no, my friend. It's a seafood lover's paradise. Picture a seafood platter fit for a king, a cornucopia of the freshest catch from the ocean. We're talking mussels, clams, shrimp, crab, and lobster, all beautifully presented. Your taste buds won't know what hit them. And if you're in the mood for a seafood feast that packs a punch, you've got to check out the Crab Hut in Mira Mesa. They've mastered the art of the Cajun-style seafood boil. It's a lively experience, a flavor explosion like no other. Whether you like it spicy or mild, they've got you covered. And trust me, you'll be licking your fingers clean. But let's not forget the magic of waterfront dining. Picture this. You sit down to enjoy a delicious meal, with the shimmering ocean as your backdrop. Can you feel the salty breeze on your face? It's a sensory experience like no other. And one of the best places to immerse yourself in this waterfront delight is the fish market in Seaport Village. Not only do they serve up delectable dishes, but you also get to witness the fresh catch being unloaded right before your eyes. The scent of the sea fills the air, adding an extra touch of enchantment to your dining experience. And the best part? San Diego knows how to celebrate its seafood culture. There are festivals and events galore, showcasing the vibrant seafood scene. From the San Diego Oyster Fest to the Tuna Harbor Dockside Market, You have countless opportunities to indulge in the bustling seafood culture and learn more about the local fishing industry. It's a seafood lover's dream come true. As I plan my next weekend road trip, I can't help but feel drawn to San Diego. The promise of outstanding seafood awaits, from those heavenly fish tacos to the abundant seafood platters and waterfront dining experiences. It's a city that never fails to deliver a seafood feast that leaves me both satisfied and eager for the next adventure. So, if you're a seafood lover like me, San Diego is calling your name.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.